The word today is sun. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Last week, we reviewed some of the 208 names for Jesus in the Bible. One of the most common is Son of God. This is a reference to the second person in the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the one true God. Here from our archives with a review of some more of the names for Jesus is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Son.
This past week, we talked about the names for Jesus. In the Holy Scriptures, there are 208 names of Jesus, different names that help picture for us things about Jesus. We spent quite a bit of time last week on the references to Jesus as the Son of God, and we talked about that. This is a reference to the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Son of God, the Father sent to this earth by giving the Holy Spirit an ability to conceive in the Virgin Mary, and she gave birth to Jesus in his human nature. So he was both God and man, a miracle for the salvation of God's people. And so this reference is one of the favorite ones of all believers. They know that Jesus is their Lord and Savior. Now, these names for Jesus add such a beautiful picture to the understanding that we have of Jesus. For instance, in the third chapter of the Revelation of John, John 3, verse 14, there is a name for Jesus which is called Amen. He is the Amen. I love that. This is a foreign word. There's really no good translation of it in English except to say it is true. Amen means it is true. What we've been talking about, let's say in our prayer, and then we come to the end and we say Amen, that is saying it is true. We know that this is the truth. Jesus is the truth. He is all truth. One of the names for Jesus in John, the 14th chapter, is the way, the truth, and the life. And so Jesus is all truth. This is such a wonderful analogy and such a wonderful reference so that we have the evidence that Jesus never has lied, never will lie, never can lie. He is God. He is truth. So that's a beautiful name. I like also another name with the beginning of the letter A, angel, angel. Now, we know that there are angels, and God created angels. He did that on one of the days right before he created man, and the angels at one time were all followers of Jesus, followers of God, and the angels were actually tempted. They had a free will, and some of them fell into the temptation of following Satan, and so when God cast Satan out of heaven, the evil angels were cast out with him. And so they're still around. They're bothering people. They're tempting people. They're part of our terrible situation here on earth where we do not have perfect joy and peace yet. That's coming when we live with Christ in heaven. But the word angel means messenger or servant. And Jesus was a messenger. He was the servant of his Father because he often said, I came to tell you what my Father wanted you to know. So he's the messenger. He is a servant of his Father. I love that analogy. Now, some of the other names for Jesus are so beautiful. For instance, Christ the Lamb. That's a reference. Christ the Lamb of God. You remember in the Old Testament how the Lamb of God was sacrificed and became an atonement for sin. You remember that Jesus, when he came, was referred to as the Lamb of God, the human sacrifice, the Lamb of God. The crucifixion of Jesus was his death upon the cross. He died in our place. Now, the Lamb of God, the Son of God, is God himself dying in our place so that We did not have to die, and we do not have to offer animal sacrifices, obviously because Christ took their place. And in the New Testament, it is the fulfillment of the law. He is the one who has paid the price for all sin, for all people. I just think this is such a beautiful analogy, and along with that, all the pictures of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. He is the head of the church. I love that phrase. You know, sometimes we get annoyed with the way the church seems to be, careless, maybe is a good word, and not very strong against the opponents of God. We ought to have more courage. We ought to have more discipline. Thank God we know Jesus Christ is the head of the church. The church will not perish. And the Bible tells us that Christ will return on Judgment Day to prevent the church from falling away. It's going to get so tough later as the end of the world comes near, and it's close. There's no doubt about that. You know, with God, there is no time. And so you have to remember that. He could come at any time. Time is simply a human measurement to see night and day and so on for human creatures. But with God, there is no time. It says a day is like 1,000 years, 1,000 years is like a day. In other words, Christ can come at any time, and when he does, that will be the end of the physical world. There will be a destruction of the physical world. And there will be a new creation, so to speak. We don't know if that means that God is going to restore the Garden of Eden, so to speak, and use the earth to create a new heaven here or something, or whether it'll be a different planet. We leave all that up to God. Don't even speculate about it. It's not worth taking the time to even ask questions about it, because it's up to God how he's going to do those things. But there will be a heaven created. Maybe that heaven is already created now. We don't know where it is, or it's with God. That's the best thing we can say. When our loved ones die and are placed in the grave, their spirit goes to be with God, wherever he is, and he is everywhere. This is something beyond our human understanding, but we are with God. And then comes Judgment Day, when God will send his son Jesus back to earth to judge the world. That will be the end of the physical world and the beginning of eternity, so to speak. I believe when a person dies now, they already have the beginning of eternity with Christ. However God is handling all that is totally up to God. But I like the reference that he is the Lord of Lords, not only the Lamb of God, he is the King of Kings. I like that reference. Just think of that, referring to Jesus. There are kings that kind of rule over certain sections and countries and lands and so on, but over them all is Jesus Christ, King of Kings. He is the Master. I love that one. That's a reference in Luke, the 5th chapter, verse 3, I believe. Some of these, Morning Star, I love that one. That's a one that goes back to Revelation of John, the 22nd chapter, the Morning Star. Oh, I just love that. I like to think of Jesus that way, the Morning Star, our great God, our great Savior, the Righteous One. Think of that. He is the Prophet. That means the preacher. He tells us what his Father wants us to know. He is the Rabbi. That's another reference to the teacher. I like the fact that he's called the Branch. He is the branch from which the vine grows. You remember how John 14 talks about that. In fact, John 15 talks about the true vine and that we all grow from Christ. That's how good works are done. He is the wisdom of God, 1 Corinthians. I just think over and over and over again, so many of these pictures, Emmanuel, that's probably one of my favorites. It means God with us, Emmanuel. That's a reference to Jesus in the first chapter of Matthew, verse 23. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God with us. He is our hope. You know, there are so many ways that we can lose hope here on earth. If you start looking downward, so to speak, with your eyes and take your eyes off of God, you can get tied up so easily in frustration and anguish and suffering and death and all these things. You got to keep your eyes on Christ. You got to keep your eyes on God. He is our hope. That's in 1 Timothy, the first chapter, verse 7. It's so beautiful to have hope. When there's no hope at all, there's still Christ. That's hope. That's eternal hope. We are talked about Jesus' name in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verse 2, the perfecter of our faith. The founder of it, he's the start of it. The Holy Spirit brings us into a relationship with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I like the fact that it even calls attention to Jesus in his name, that he was there at creation. Firstborn of all creation, and the firstborn of the dead, the firstborn of the risen. He is the proof that he has the power over death when he rose from the dead. And we are going to follow him as our deaths will also end in resurrection from the dead. He is the creator. He is the cornerstone. Beautiful picture of a building with a cornerstone that supports the whole thing. He is the deliverer. That's Romans chapter 11, verse 26. The deliverer, when you think everything is just turning into just terrible destruction, he will deliver us. I like that reference of the bridegroom preparing to come to meet his bride, the Holy Christian Church. The Alpha, the Omega, the Advocate, he takes our place and speaks to the Father in our behalf. He pleads to the Father, forgive them, Father. They trust in your Son, Jesus. 1 John, 2nd chapter, verse 7. He is the Almighty. He is true God, obviously, along with the Father and the Holy Spirit. So all of these names for Jesus, so wonderful, so wonderful. And when you pray to Jesus, you can use some of these names if you want to picture and think about and talk and pray about some of his attributes, some of the things, his holiness, his righteousness, his perfectness, his truthfulness, etc. I just hope you're getting better and better acquainted with Jesus Christ, God's Son, your Lord and Savior, and that you will trust in him. He is the only way of salvation. Read the 14th chapter of John, so beautifully stated there. Jesus Christ, true God, is our Lord and Savior. Worship him, serve him.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.